I don't know. How much work do they give you?
A lot.
Yeah? But I've told you. I've told you day in and day out. You have to get used to it. You're going to be working for the rest of your life. So you have to find fun in whatever you do. And that way, it's not work. You're having fun. You go. You go to work or you go to school. School's pretty easy. School's actually easier than work, I think.
Yeah. No.
Why do you say no?
Because it's not. At work, you get to sit around, wear what you want, sit in a comfy chair that spins around. And you have to work on a computer the whole day. You don't have to get up or anything. I have to get up, read books, everything.
Now, hang on now. Hang on. That's what Daddy does now, but that's not all but Daddy always did. I used to work in a shop where I used to wire up these panels all day. Sometimes I'd have to wire up the same panel, the same type of panel, 20 or 30 times. You know how boring that is? And in our shop, we couldn't talk. We had to be quiet. And if you talked too much and slowed down your work, the foreman would come and see you. And then they'd take you into the office. Yeah. It was pretty tough.
Not as tough as school.
And I also, it's tougher than school. School's fun.
When you start talking, the teacher yells at you.
Well, you're supposed to listen to your teacher.
I don't do it.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good to hear.
That's why I'm saying it. It's bad for the good people, because I have to hear the teacher yelling all the time.
Oh. So who yells? Mr. Graves yells?
The teacher.
Mr. Graves yells?
No.
Oh. The French teacher yells. Well,
she doesn't really yell, but she gets really mad.
She gets mad? Oh, it's probably normal. I mean, you got a lot of rambunctious kids in class. Right?
I just want to go home.
Why? No, I got your lunch. Don't worry. Most important part of...
I forgot the skates.
Oh, that I forgot, yes. Okay, well, you'll just tell them. My dad will bring them to you, he promises. That was Tasia's... Tasia's dad. Waving to me. I recognize the car.
Do you know who Tasia's dad is? Oh, Tasia.
Tasia, the other Tasia.
Oh.
There's Tasia and Tasia.
Yeah, but Tasia likes to be called Tasia.
Oh, okay. Well, that only confuses everybody. Okay.
She hates it when someone calls her Tasia.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've called her Tasia before. Ooh, she must not like... Oh, there's those silly tennis balls again. Hello, it's Stefano. I just came into the house. And, yeah. that's the kind of attitude I have to deal with every morning with my dear daughter. I love her to bits. And, yeah, she's quite the pistol in the morning. A little bit of an attitude there. Doesn't want to go to school. Thinks school's boring. Would be prefer to be home. Nowadays, she'd prefer to be doing magic tricks. She's gotten on this magic trick kick. And she's pretty good, actually. She does these card tricks and... Yesterday she did a disappearing coin trick. That was kind of neat. Yeah, she's getting better at sleight of hand. Kind of scares me though. who knows what she's going to make disappear. Maybe the school. That wouldn't be good. Anyway, it's Stefano. It is November 5th, 2012. And pardon me while I struggle to get my coat on my hanger. Whoops. I'm going to take a nice shower now. For some reason, I slept in an awkward position, so my my shoulders and my back are really kind of sore, and I don't know if it's that or if I'm coming down with something. And thankfully, they haven't developed a recording app yet that transfers bacteria and viruses. So most of you are safe. Actually, all of you are safe. So, yeah, anyway, not much to talk about this morning, really. It's 8:01. I'm back in the house. My daughter's at school, and I'm getting ready to go to work this morning. I'm actually starting my on 3 days a week for the next foreseeable future. Won't be easy. I was kind of used to going to work to the office 2 days of the week, on Thursday and Friday. However, I do work from home, writing my reports on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. However, I usually took one day to do something, you know, sort of for myself. So really, I was working about 4 days a week. And unfortunately, now I'm going to be working more. It's fine. It's just something that has to be done, and it'll bring some extra money in, which is always good. Pad the account, and also, who knows, maybe, to pay for upcoming Christmas presents and whatnot. Yeah. No, my neighbor's kid, he must be in his, late teens, I guess. Yeah. Walking off to the bus stop to go to school. It's amazing, how we've been living here now. It's 2012. We moved in 2002, so it's been 10 years. And how many people we've seen grow up around us. A couple of neighbors came and left in the intervening years. But, just amazing. To watch these kids grow up and people change, and there's a couple up the street, they got a divorce, and several other couples with no children who are still together, and they're aging gracefully. And in fact, there's one couple right across the street who a darling couple, very, very nice, and they're thoroughly in love, and I think they've been married some 20, maybe closing in on 30 years, I guess. And it's wonderful to see them getting along so well. There's another neighbor not too far from us, and she unfortunately hasn't been able to find her soulmate. She's dated several guys, and a few of them, I think, even moved in with her. And then eventually they get on her nerves, I guess. She has to ask them to leave. Yeah, she's a really nice person, but I think she's very much set in her ways. And sometimes it's hard for people to live with other people. It doesn't mean that they're bad people. It's just that some people, their own space is their own space. It goes a little bit with my my first episode of Trouble Steph, that sometimes it's not bad being alone. I know there's some people who don't like the idea, who feel lonely or whatever. But to those people, I would say, give yourself a big hug and treat yourself well, and thumb your nose at society. Society always wants people to be together all the time, it's fine. Nowadays, there's an old saying that a friend of mine coined many, 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 many years ago. And he used to say, I'd rather be alone than badly accompanied or accompanied. It's hard to translate because he said it in French. But basically, it's better to be alone than with the wrong person and suffering some problems with that. Anyway, have yourselves a good day, and thanks for listening.